Patrick, first of all, congratulations on all the success, my friend. Well done.
Thank you very much. And it's an honor being here in Barbados for this big event.
Tell me about that. As a native of Barbados, you come home for this particular race, the biggest race in the country. What's it like for you?
You know, I travel throughout the whole of North America. You know, I've been a couple of grade one races and won the Queen's Plate, and et cetera, et cetera. But right in the Gold Cup, in terms of your home ground, when everybody's so close and stuff like that, it's an unbelievable feeling.
You're a little bit of a rock star when you come back home here, right? It's you, it's Rihanna, kind of the big names here in Barbados. What's that like when you walk out onto the track and you're here in front of your hometown and your home country?
It's hard to explain. You know, it's just emotion, you know. I mean, you travel the whole island, you know, everybody, you know, congrats, congrats, congrats. And you live up to that standard with a lot of respect and a lot of discipline, you know what I mean? So it's a real, real thrill feeling. It's a real, real thrill feeling.
Of course, your four wins. Is there one that stands out more than maybe some of the others?
Yeah, I had a horse here called Shark Impact. He's come from the United States of America. He was in Barbados for 8 years. He could only go five allowance. He never won a race yet. He go five allowance, he just get beat. He go seven for allowance, ran fifth. He go nine for allowance, which is where the Gold Cup goes. He's run last. So I come home here and I get on him for Derek Smith, and then they told him this horse can't lose the Gold Cup, and he's like, whatever. So unfortunately, the horse ran four losses since I was being here in Barbados for the winter. I tell him this horse still can't lose the Gold Cup. So I rode him in the Gold Cup, going nine for allowance. I tell everybody he can't lose. They want to know if I could make a miracle out of it. You know what I mean? And I won the race, the wire the field. He went by 9 lengths. I never caught the stick on him, nothing like that. And that is one of the biggest, and one of his sweetest feelings. I mean, I can't even explain. I never hit him, nothing like that. By the time I swing for home, you know how you ride a horse down the lane? I was punching the air. And he ran out, he actually won at 25-1. After telling the whole of Barbados he can't lose, you know what I mean? So that's gone down in my history. All the races I won over 3,700 races, and that particular one gone down in history.
Yeah, it's a pretty special moment, and it's nice when they surprise you like that, too. So this particular turf course here, a bit of a unique type of course. What's the key to riding it successfully?
Yeah, you know, all bull rings throughout the whole world. You know what I mean? And, you know, you just got to get out the gates and get in the first tree, and then you go from there, you know. And, you know, the bull rings, you can't really close on a bull ring unless it's extremely solid pace up front, you know, and then when all the falter down the lane, it's time you could pass them. But this track here is so tight, you know, It's basics to any bull ring. You know, just get out the gates, get in the first tree, and then you go from there, you know what I mean? So it's standard.
All right, so how about this year? Keystone for Victory is the horse that can put you at the top of the list with 5 victories in the Gold Cup. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, you know, you're looking forward to see him perform. You know, he's showing you on form that he's the best horse in the race, you know what I mean? And I just got to get a perfect trip, you know, and at the end of the day, you want to keep Ramsey and keep everybody smiling, you know what I mean? But just looking forward for a trip right now.
All right, so you get off the plane here at Barbados, you come into customs, and there's a big picture of Patrick Husbands in the Ramsey silks. It's the first thing you see when you walk into customs. What's that like, my man? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, that the country respect you and you respect everybody on the island. And it's a big promotion for Barbados, and it's also a big promotion for me, and I'm just living my dream life now.
You're the best. Go get it done. Good luck.
All right, thank you.